Modern parenting is being described by some as martyrdom. Researchers suggest that parents who make too many sacrifices are creating a generation of narcissistic children who find it tricky functioning properly in society. I'm a parent of Lola, my daughter's 4 years old, so I'm with you in being confused about what's the right thing to do and when to say no. So let's turn to Dr. Richard Wolfson, a child psychologist, for help. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
There's no easy way, is there, Richard, to be a parent? I mean, it's not like we have to get licenses like driving, is it?
No, and I'm with you in that. We have two children ourselves, now growing up, one age 26 and married, and one age 24. And I know from personal experience and from working as a psychologist that parenting is challenging. But it was interesting in your introduction how you were saying parenting's a sacrifice. And to some extent it is, because your child depends on you. Your child needs you. But sacrifice has a negative tone. It's almost like you're giving something up for nothing. But of course, you're giving up part of your own interest for the benefit of your child. And in essence, that's one of the joys of parenthood. The problem, of course, is finding the balance between having a life yourself and having a life as a parent.
But what about, going back to this controversial term of sacrifice, because critics saying that we do, that modern parents, many of us, do indulge our children too much and not say no enough, compared, say, with our parents and certainly our grandparents' generation, are we really, you know, bringing up this nation of control freaks, I suppose, as it were, and kids who just aren't used to having anybody put their foot down?
Yeah, to some extent, there's no doubt that social attitudes have changed. We are less restrictive as a society, and of course that's reflected in family structure. And when I think of my own childhood, and when I first started working in psychology 30 years ago, I can, comparing it to now, yes, of course parents give their children more, and I suppose they are willing to loosen the reins more perhaps than say 20 years ago. However, society has changed as well. The demands for children are terrific. A child leaving school now, the certainty about careers, the challenges of all the different possibilities, there's much more demand, much more opportunities, and therefore children have to be able to think more for themselves. So I think we're bringing up children who can think critically, who are more sophisticated certainly than my generation was at that age, but they still need parental guidance. They still need the parents to say, well, look, that's as far as you can go, or why don't you try this challenge? So parents still have a role. I'm not convinced that we've got a nation of parents who simply say you can do what you want. Of course there are some, but I think the majority of parents that certainly I know and that I'm working with, they give their child freedom, but only to a certain extent.
And you're a child psychologist, so I mean, which is worse? I mean, it's a tough question, but which is worse, do you find, saying yes to kids a lot or saying no to them when it
Look, children don't like extremes.
Right.
They don't thrive best in extremes. So a parent who says yes to their child all the time will have an unhappy child. Now, I know you'll be thinking, well, will the child be unhappy? Can I have a new toy? Yes. Could I have a new CD? Yes. And so, but eventually the situation becomes unsettling because there are no limits. There is no predictability about it. And the child, the enjoyment that the child gets from everything the parent gives them rapidly reduces. On the other hand, if the parent says no all the time, then of course the child will feel suffocated and they won't be able to grow emotionally or psychologically. So the challenge for parents is not just to say yes, yes, yes all the time or no, no, no. The challenge is to use judgment and to be able to say, well look, on this occasion, of course you can do it, but on this next occasion, no, I'm sorry, you can't. So it's having the confidence as a parent to make these judgments. And your child, so if they don't like it, they'll adapt, and that's part of growing up. So it's finding that middle ground rather than extremes, which I think will suit children best.
Like diets, then. All right. Finding that balance. All right, thanks for joining us there, Dr. Richard Wolfson, child psychologist. Ah, tricky thing, parenting, isn't it?